Look who just showed up. How are you doing, Danielle, aka Bad Baby?
I don't know.
You just stopped by. It was our first time seeing each other in a while. I'm curious.
I've seen
how you
doing. Like
what, like a week ago?
No, last time I was here was when I was with Candy.
With Candy Paint, yes, you stopped by and you choked him out. You strangled him as if you were trying to kill him. That was kind of scary. What's going on in your life? I want to know.
Shit. Yes.
Describe what that's like.
I don't know. Like, I'm still working on new music. Like, the mixtape's about to come out. City Girl's gonna be on it. Combat the Z-Man, I'll be on it. Yachty's obviously on it. Asian Doll's on it.
That's amazing. So it's a tape, not an album? Or is it
it's
an album?
No, it's not an album. It's a tape.
Oh, really?
It's a tape.
But wait, so you decided to go in that direction of, like, you know, wanting to do something a little bit less formal than an album?
Oh, really?
Yes, because
but wait,
I'm
so
not
you decided
trying
to go in that
be fancy right now.
Like, not trying to be fancy. Well, see, a lot of people in your position, they feel like, you know, oh, I'm big, I'm famous all of a sudden. Now I got to put out a real serious album. But I like that idea. Like, I feel like the route that you've been taking where you sort of put a lot of work into each single and promote the fuck out of each single, that's what's been working really good. Gucci flip-flops. Fuck it, hit your bitch in my song.
That's how you feel?
That is how I feel. I feel like that was the song that made everybody, even people who didn't fuck with you. Who's that?
Bandman, I think.
Man?
Bandman? Was that him?
No, that's Bandman, yes. I thought it was Man Savage for a minute. I feel like that was the moment where a lot of people who didn't maybe want to fuck with Bad Baby were like, okay, I admit it, that song's banging, and maybe we got to accept her now.
Well, I think it was Yachty, the Yachty co-sign, what really?
That helped.
Put me
but,
up there.
But even without him, I feel like that song's a good song.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I was just saying to you that I like this New York Times article that I read about you. I felt like they showed you like a good amount of respect and they spoke about you in pretty glowing terms, but then you said you hadn't even read it.
I read it a little bit.
Okay.
But some people told me it was bad and I don't like reading shit that's bad, so I was like,
I don't think it was bad, but I also feel like,
weren't they talking shit about Frank or something?
No, they were the super Adam? Funny photo of Frank with his hand over your face like this, like pushing.
I want you to realize that happens every day.
Yeah, he messes with
it. Definitely happens every day.
Right.
Definitely every day.
No, the reason, the moment that I realized that Frank was not a regular, like a regular security guard, was that you said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he goes, what, you going to take a shit? And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, they have a really close relationship.
Frank always swears I'm pooping. Always. Always. I'd be in the bathroom with the door open. You could clearly see I'm brushing my teeth or putting on deodorant or doing my eyebrows or something regular.
That's just like a dad
and
joke.
And he's just like, why are you shitting? Or he'll text me, shit emoji. Look, if I type in on my phone the little shit emoji on my text messages.
It says Frank and autocorrects to Frank.
And actually, his contact is a shit emoji.
Wow.
He's always shitting his pants.
For those who don't know, Frank is her gigantic security guard that is the size of a fucking house.
Now, when Frank's not here, Adam's my security guard.
That's true. Actually, you do have a fill-in today.
Not a fill-in. He's a... what do I even call you? Now, I've known him for... This is Frank's best friend. I've known him for the same time I've known Frank.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Just like... This is like his third time working for me.
Hmm.
I can't find the shit emoji now. That sucks. No, but you need to see this because it's true. He'll send me like 8 of them.
That's so funny. No, but I get where he's coming from because I am an old white guy like him, and I know what it's like to sort of like just want to bust out some dad jokes. You know,
it's like dude,
like
I'm not
stupid,
pooping.
Crude humor. Yeah, we know you're not pooping, but it's just like a
I'm
funny. It's just like that's what a dad joke is. It's like,
where's the shit emoji?
Oh, I think Danielle farted. Ha ha ha. That's just like
is
that's
that your, what is that?
That's what you do as a dad. That's what you do.
What kind of accent was that, sir?
That's me. That's where I'm from in New England. That's kind of like,
New England?
Danielle fucking farted, kid. Yeah.
You're from New England?
Yes. That's not in England. I'm going to start off there. A lot of people seem to think it is.
Wait. Is that like Massachusetts?
Yes, that area.
For real?
Yes.
It's in Massachusetts?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people, when they hear New England, think that I'm talking about being from England.
Yes, I thought you was like British.
Change the title. I'm just telling Chris what to change the title to on the YouTube stream. Can we talk about, you know, see, I'm trying to talk about, like, fun, friendly stuff. Wait, so do you want to talk shit about Trippy? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't. I don't want to talk shit about him. I just want to
spit in his. No, I want to smack him.
No. I listen. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you this story. I don't talk about people. I do, but I don't talk about people's associates because I don't really need to. There's nothing there. But let me tell you the story. Mm-hmm. So I went to Zach's house to show him some, show him a song, because I wanted to get a song, show you some song. And he tells me, he's like, Archie's about to come here. I said, gotta go. But he was like, he might not be coming.
So and then I was like, at famous Dex's house?
Yeah.
So you're showing him a song, and he said, Trippy might be coming. When was this?
This was like a week ago. Okay. Less than that. I don't know, like a week ago. And basically, I go to call Dex's phone to, because he wanted me to come to the studio with him, but I didn't know if I was gonna make it, so I called his phone to just tell him, like, I might not be able to make it. And let me tell you who answers the damn phone.
Mm.
Take a guess. It wasn't Trippy.
His girlfriend.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She just stood there. I said, ugh, hung up the phone.
She doesn't like you?
I don't give a fuck.
Does this all come from, well, the most recent thing was that there was this whole thing 6ix9ine tried to say that you and Trippy had something going on previously. Is that why there's beef? Listen, or was there beef before that?
I don't care about her. I don't do or not have problems with her. That's a nobody. The fuck I got time beefing with the next man's fucking girlfriend. And if she was an artist, maybe I'd spend some time on it. But I'll slap the shit out of her and she won't do nothing.
She raps.
I don't give a fuck what she does. She can suck my dick. I don't care what she does. She can come in here right now. She has an issue with telecom.
But your sole issue with her is just the fact that she picked up the phone when you called Trippy and she vibed you?
No, the issue is, bitch, you telling me I can't... Oh, she Trippy name. Bitch, Trippy Ray. What you gonna fucking do? I'm here.
So she didn't want you even talking to Trippy at all?
I don't want to talk to him.
Could you imagine being that kind of girlfriend one day, though? Being
that's
a little bit controlling?
Bitch, are you insecure? Are you insecure?
I don't know.
What?
But do you and Trippy, did you have a friendship leading up to this?
I don't want
to
talk about this next.
Just like that. Okay. But do you ever see yourself being on good terms with him again?
No. Trippy Red is fake. Tell him I said it. Trippy Red, you are fake.
What is fake about him?
The man pretending like he's cool. We're not cool. But the whole ex shit. That's dumb. You're stupid as hell. That man had a lot of fucking nerve putting Quavo on that song, knowing damn well the shit that happened between X and Amigos. How fucking dare you? As soon as you was talking big shit about the fucking man. The man, okay, listen. Me and X, we fought about this. X told 6ix9ine that shit. X got mad, got in his fucking feelings, and told 6ix9ine that. X was an emotional person.
But X told 6ix9ine that you and Trippy had previously had something going on?
Yes.
And was that a lie?
Of course it's a fucking lie.
Okay.
Fuck, what?
I'm a journalist. Listen, had to ask.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Tell you something. I don't have time for these dudes. I'm over it. I'm over all their shit. They're fucking weird. They're fucking drug addicts. They're psychotic. They're controlling. The fuck I look like? Bitch, I got a career to take care of. And half of them have issues. Mentally have fucking issues. They're stupid.
Mm.
They need a mom in their life.
See, you've learned this very young.
But here's the thing. The fuck I look like babysitting you?
Is that how you feel like you end up when you try to hang out with rappers?
How you finna tell me you can't wear that? You ain't going there. But bitch, I'm playing your mom. Bitch, your mom wasn't in your life, so now I gotta do it. Fuck.
Do you feel like you're too young to be a mom? Like a mothering figure? Not a literal mom?
Listen.
Please don't become a mom.
I'm not anytime soon. Okay. But, I mean, eventually, you know, like... part of life, but
I know
you gotta reproduce.
Well, I'm 34 and I haven't reproduced yet, so I feel like you being 15,
you might have kids you don't know about.
That's certainly a possibility, but I'm just saying I am 20 years older than you, and I'm thankful that I haven't had a kid yet. So I definitely think you need to not procreate for many moons.
What,
yes.
What was we saying?
Okay, so wait, but do you know the story about the song that you're talking about? Because the song came out and it had Trippy, Quavo, Ski Mask, and X, which a lot of people were amazed by
But someone told me that the song came out first with Ski,
it did,
X, and Trippy.
And then it came out right after that with the The Quavo verse, or like, I'm not sure the exact order, but they came on like the same night. Yeah, like a couple days after
he died. You know damn fucking well.
Can you keep that door closed?
That X would have said fuck no.
Right.
X didn't even. The real reason that X wasn't on Trust Me was because Yachty was gonna be on my tape, and he wasn't fucking with Yachty time. He didn't want to be on it.
X wasn't fucking with Yachty. How come?
Fuck if I know.
Really. See, okay, when you told me about that situation.
At the time.
Because, okay, you came in here and you played me the version of Trust Me that had X on it. And, of course, on the official version, it had Ty Dolla $ign. Both versions are very good. I just assumed that the X version didn't come out because the label was probably like, oh, we don't want you to do a song with X.
No. The label wanted me to do a song with X.
Actually, that sounds more realistic, yeah.
Here's the thing. X, like I said, emotional as fuck. Me and him got in a huge argument, one of the fucking very many, because he's telling me, he's on the phone with me talking about some, your label is disrespecting me. I said, listen, label don't give a fuck about your feelings. Stop being a fucking pussy. Either get on the song or don't. And I hung up on him. And if you want to call me, oh, now you want to yell at me, da-da-da. Listen, stop being an emotional little bitch. Stop.
But what issue? I don't understand what issues him and Yachty had.
There was some shit, I don't know. I haven't even asked Yachty about it. All I know is, they're the same way me and X's friendship wasn't on best terms when he passed. I'm pretty sure it was the same way Yachty. Don't quote me. But I'm pretty sure it was something like that.
I mean,
that.
He was like that with a lot of people. Like, if he had died 4 months before he did die, then I might be sitting here saying, like, I wish me and X had settled our differences, because there were just, you know, he's the kind of guy where you just have little things with him that he didn't agree with something, he would tell you.
Here's the thing. The last thing I really said to him was that I hate him and I never want to talk to him again.
To X.
And there's nothing. I've done a lot of shit in my life. And there's nothing I regret more than that at this moment.
Really?
And there's, like, you think about it and there's nothing you can do. Can't go back. Can't, like, one thing about X is anytime he ever ended like a phone call with you, no matter what, he's yelling at you, whatever the hell, he always said, all right, I love you. And I said, yeah, okay, whatever, hung up the phone. I was on tour. I think I was in Toronto. So how long ago was that?
I don't know, a month ago.
Sunday night, I was at my aunt or Drew's house. Me and his girlfriend are cool, and Drew had went downstairs because Candy had came, so he went downstairs to get Candy, and I was looking through my contacts, and I seen him. I was like, damn, I should call him, and as soon as I clicked it to call him, Candy had walked in. I was like, I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Damn.
Sunday night.
And he died on Monday, huh? Wow, that's brutal. How'd you guys become friends in the first place? A lot of people would probably be surprised.
X always told me. He's like, I don't want to be the friend. I definitely don't want to be boyfriend. I don't want to be the groupie. I don't want to be the hang around part. I want to be, I don't know how to explain it, like, not the reason, but the mastermind behind it. Like, one of the, like, you know how, like, Frank's behind it, Dan's, but, like, not behind it, but, like, the team. He's like, I want to be a part of that. I want to be, like, the mind behind it, like, the mentor of it, you know what I'm saying? And
X was very much like, he would see somebody like you who was getting a lot of hate, and he just wanted to be there for you.
Because that was him.
Because he knew. He'd been through the same thing, yeah.
And it's so crazy to me how someone can work so hard for something and it can be taken from them so fast. And there's nothing you can do. With one movement, now he's gone.
On the most petty, common shit imaginable.
All over some fucking money. Like, that doesn't even make sense. That's weird. And it's something that will never be understood. And I can't live with that. I cannot live with the fact that this man worked so hard to be where he was. He was changing the shit he was doing. He wasn't even on no, you could hear it even in his music. The way he was changing what his whole act. And it's like, it's crazy.
He was the kind of person that woke up in the morning and everything he did just affected a lot of people, affected the world around him. And then the idea that he could go out over 50 grand in cash, nothing. I mean, you know, it's something, but it's just the most senseless way to go out. The kind of thing that could happen to anybody.
And that's what it's like. Anyone could pull a fucking trigger. Anybody. Anyone could do that. And it doesn't matter. It could have been over anything. He didn't even have to have the fucking money. He could have just been seen and they went, oh, let's go kill X. Mm. Like, come on, man. Like, who fucking does shit like that?
He could have got shot for clout or for fame or some shit just as easily as he got shot for money, you know?
Like, I remember my manager, Adam, texted me. I was on my way to a meeting. And my manager texted me. And he said, X got shot. I'm thinking, what rapper hasn't got shot? I'm not thinking nothing of it. And for some reason, like, I started to get, like, I wasn't really thinking about it, but I started to get upset. And I was talking to my lawyer, because I was in the meeting. I was like, I think one of my best friends just died. I think one of the people I looked up to heavily just fucking died. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, they're saying he got shot, but I feel like it's more than that. And I get in the car, and I plug my phone in. And usually when you plug your phone in and, like, the music starts playing, it's from, like where A starts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sad starts playing. And then I get a message from Adam again saying, confirmed it.
How did you feel in that moment when you finally realized it was true?
I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I just played his music and I cried. And I cried and I cried and I cried and I did not know what to say. I didn't know what to do. And then the stupid ass security guard was like, you heard about X? Yeah, no fucking shit, sure fucking lock. No fucking shit I heard about X. What, you think I'm just playing his music? Fuck it.
That's one of the worst things, is having to hear all the ignorant ass shit everybody got to say about it.
Like, oh, well, he was a woman beater. Bitch, I'll fucking kill you. I'll stab you right now. Say it again, I'll stab you right now. I'm tired of hearing it. Like, so fucking what? So what? I don't know. Maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. I don't give a fuck.
Well, what's your perspective on how, like, a lot of people would say, oh, you're a woman, you shouldn't be able to be cool with somebody like that.
Bitch shouldn't have been talking shit. That's my thing on it. Because bitches all the time be talking about, I'll slap you, or to guys.
Mm-hmm.
You think you ain't gonna get hit back?
But, okay.
Even if it ain't him, bitch, it's gonna be me.
But I think that the stuff that people were really mad about X doing or supposedly doing during his life was because some of the stuff that was written out about what he might have done was pretty extreme and made him really sound like he was...
Dexter beat his girlfriend.
Yeah, but it was a lot worse than that, the stuff that was described. In their defense, I'm just saying...
Young boy beat his girlfriend.
Well, but how do you feel about all that? Because we all agree it's wrong to hit a woman, right? But I
the
think...
The bitch shouldn't have been talking shit. That's how I feel. Don't talk shit and don't expect not to something else to happen. Like, if you're, I believe that these bitches would hit on them. Nah, duh.
Well, yeah, probably. But don't you think that in general, the guy should always be trying to de-escalate the situation just because of the fact that the man is larger?
And I just punch you in your face. You're just going to sit there like, she's a girl, I can't do anything.
Well, yes, and also the fact that you're 15 and, like,
okay,
half my size.
Okay, listen.
If you were 6'3", 230 pounds, it might be a
and
little different.
And have a little bit of facial hair, maybe.
If you were a 6'3", 230-pound woman and you punched me in the face, maybe I would think, I got to protect myself. But, you know, usually it's not that. Usually it's a 200-pound guy and a 100-pound girl.
Emotions are still emotions.
Mm. Well, my issue with it is that, like, okay, if X did do that stuff to Geneva, then he's fucked up and he should have been punished in a court of law and everything. But I don't think that when I see people who want to write his eulogy and the only thing that they want to talk about is the fact that he might have hit a girl, that's what bothers me, because I think it's just too simplistic to reduce a person down to the maybe worst thing they ever did.
And we're talking about very emotional people here. Mm. Right, I don't know Dex that much like that, but young boy's emotional as fuck.
Right.
Emotional as fuck. I would say he's more emotional than X.
Really? That says
he
a lot.
Is as hard as he is emotional as fuck.
Mm.
And one thing I could tell you I'm very, very, very scared about is young boy walks the streets. Oh, ain't no one gonna touch me, blah, 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 blah. I promise you, if something happened to him, I wouldn't know how to live with myself.
Right. He means that much to you.
That was like my first love, is the crazy thing. Wow. And, you know, I had little rat-faced bitches try to come and be rat-faced bitches like they always do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I don't really know his baby mamas or whatever, but no bitch that he talked to after he got out of jail ever gave a fuck about him like I did.
Really?
Period. Like,
I was with Pump right after the X shit happened, and just,
oh,
you know,
my God, he was so fucking devastated at that funeral. Yeah. Oh my God. Out of the four of us that were there, it was Yachty, it was me, PNB Rock, and it was Pump. I didn't know who was crying more.
Put the mouse and turn the volume down on that monitor. What, everybody was emotional as fuck, huh?
So, like, it was crazy. I literally took my lashes off in the middle of the fucking, the middle of the shit, because I was like, they're falling off anyways. Like, I don't really care.
I asked Pump too, and I was like, you would never do that, right? Like, you would never just be out in public without security, like, with a
Cleo
bunch of...
Cleo tells me all the time, his mom says all the time, she's like, please make sure you have security, please. Because I call her all the time, check on her all the time, and she's like, please just promise me you're always going to have security with you, please. But the thing is, I hate to say it, shit can happen with security or not.
True.
A gun is a gun.
But at the same time, yes, you know, Pump is out here with, like, you know, we went to the club. He's got 6 security guards with him,
right?
You know? And it's like, he is wearing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. Look what just happened to 6ix9ine. And that was in his own city.
That shit low-key bothered me. I'm tired of waking up and seeing blah, blah, blah died, blah, blah, blah got their chain snatched, blah, 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 blah got beat up. Like, come on, like, what, like, why, for what? Like, are you that desperate just to say you beat up, blah, 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 or you, because listen, ain't no one-on-ones happening. Mm. The man got kidnapped and jumped or whatever the hell.
Yeah, that was like an organized attempt to, like, you know, kill or fuck him up or whatever. Like, it's kind of weirdly similar to the X shit, except it seemed, like, more professional with the 6ix9ine shit.
I don't understand. I don't know why, you know, coming from a very violent person, I'm going to say this. Call me a hypocrite. I don't give a fuck. You suck my dick. Why can't we just not be so violent?
That'd be great.
You know, I'm a very, like, I love to hit people when they deserve it. But I'm not just going to beat you up because I want your fame.
And you know what? That's the one thing that we can't get away with all this shit is that
Quincy's texting me talking about fuck your live stream.
We can't just, like, accept the idea that, like, people wouldn't do that kind of stuff to X. You know, like, you are gonna get robbed if you're out there with that much money and you don't have security. It's like, we can't just be like, oh, it's fucked up that somebody did that. Like, no, we accept that as our reality, is that, like, people have guns and people are gonna fucking rob you if you're famous and rich
and
you have money.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's life. It's the way life goes. There's nothing you can do. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm tough. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. You can't just be like, oh, well, I got a gun too. Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. If X had a gun in his pocket, number one, he'd be running the risk of getting arrested and going back to jail. But number two, would a gun in his pocket have changed anything?
I think about this all the time. I think about, what if he would have not got killed? But the thing was, it was something that whoever wanted to happen, and if it didn't happen, then it was going to come back and it was going to happen 10 times worse.
You think?
100%.
I mean, I just wish that he had made safer choices, you know, if he had just been able to, like, not go, like, because all these, like, certain instances, like, if he hadn't got killed in that situation, yeah, maybe something else would have happened, but from my perspective, probably he would have just, you know, you just have to avoid these specific instances of doing things that are silly to do when you're in that position. And I know him so well, and I know he's the kind of guy that did not want to always have to have security with him. When you have 50 grand in cash on you, it becomes particularly urgent.
And when you just fucking wake up one day like, hey, I'm gonna go buy a motorcycle. That's not the way shit goes.
I was talking to some of his friends back in Florida, though, and they were like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, his house would be swimming with people with no security around all the time. Because he just didn't give a fuck.
When Ski had came into the London show with me, I told DJ Ski, I said, listen, not a lot of guys in this world can say they made me cry. If there's about, let me see, who? Frank? Definitely. YB probably made me cry 6 times. Who else? Yeah, and you. That's about it. I was like, you are one of the only dudes who can say you made me cry.
You said that to Ski? Scheme,
yes. No, to not Scheme. To Ski, to DJ Scheme.
What Scheme say to you?
Huh? Oh, when he did the whole, because he talked at the funeral.
Oh, okay.
And I about lost it. Oof. There was some horrible, like, shit. Not like horrible shit that happened, but like memories of people just.
Just the emotions that were pouring out.
And you know, the shit that like his aunt and like his friends and shit were saying about him was like confirmation to me that, not that I ever thought this, but it was like, nah, like I know for sure. Like he wasn't just in it because he wanted clout or whatever the hell.
That was weird being around his family and just realizing how many people there were in this world who, to them, X wasn't some rapper. He was just this kid that they known since he was 0 fucking years old. His aunts and his cousins.
I think he was a producer. He was saying, like, he would just come in my house. I'd be getting out of the shower. He's on my bed like, hey, what's up? Like, it's so fucking crazy. Like,
you know that quote he had? The people who love you the most are always the most annoying ones.
Uh-huh.
The annoying ones. Like, when I was talking to Bruno, his old manager, he was just saying that. He's like, you know, when X said that, like, he was the most annoying dude. And, like, that let me know that he loved me. Like, he was just, he wouldn't leave him alone. You know, he was that person that was always looking for a connection, looking for somebody to care for him because he had lost out on that parenting figure when he was a kid, I guess.
I think that, you know, you could sit here and you can talk about it and you could, oh, what if, well, how come or why not or why? There's literally, the hardest thing about this is there is nothing you can do. Mm. Death is literally, you can't do nothing. You can't just be like, hey, I'll give you like $50. Can you revive him or something? No, you can't do that. I literally, last night, I had woke up out of my sleep. I was just crying. Because there's, you think about it, and it's like, I would do fucking anything. Anything in this world to talk to him one more time. Just hear him tell me, like, hey, I would do anything for him to tell me don't do that. Anything just to hear him, like, stop doing that. You're gonna fuck yourself. Stop doing that. Like, just anything to hear him. When I would call him and just be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I want to go back to Florida. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm fucking, my mind is going crazy. I can't deal with this no more. He'd be like, you need to relax. You know that's not true. Because you know your ass is gonna come back here. You're gonna be like, well, what now?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, you're gonna be okay. I promise you're gonna be okay.
What did you see in him that was, like, part of you? Like, the similarities that you guys had that made you kindred
spirits? The doing dumb shit and then telling other people not to do dumb shit. That was one of the things me and him had in common the most.
He's good at that.
He would say, don't throw your phone on the floor, and then throw his.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking kid. Like, I was playing some of his music in the car, and Jeremy was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure Frank had the same reaction when he heard it. But then when you know him, like when you get to know him a little bit, you understand it more.
Mm.
And yes, it sounds like some kids just screaming, but that's him. Right. And that's what he does. And you learn to appreciate it.
Do you feel like you guys are kind of similar? Because, you know, at a certain point early on,
the hate, definitely.
He got famous, basically. I'm not going to say for being a bad person, but he got famous for going to jail, for being, you know, having all these viral fights online, stuff like that. Like, that stuff almost came before the music to a certain extent for a lot of people, like if you're in the Florida rap scene. And I mean, you know, you now are like building this whole career for yourself, but you kind of like got your initial burst of fame out of just sort of being crazy on TV, right?
Yes. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change it.
But you're in a similar position where you're trying to make something positive and something good out of this opportunity that you've been given. And like, maybe you weren't the best person when, you know, you were a little kid who first got famous. And it was the same thing for him. Like, you know, he got famous and then decided, or got successful and decided he had to figure out how to fucking be a better person.
But weren't we all kind of stupid when everyone should start and you're looking dumb as hell and I know what the hell you're doing.
Oh, yeah. And that's what everybody seems to forget. When I think about the 15-year-old version of myself or the 19-year-old version of myself, it's like, holy fuck, I'm glad that version of myself's not being presented to the world like a finished product.
I look at pictures of me from a week ago, like, why the fuck did I walk out of the house like that? Who told me that was okay?
But you wear the same thing every day.
Kind of. Because I'm a very simple person. I don't really care that much.
Right.
Really.
But I noticed, too, in that article that you said that you can't even dress like a normal person your age because you're judged so much more harshly.
Yeah, like, I can't fucking, like, listen, you see how some fucking 15-year-olds dress. Do you want me to wear a Hello Kitty shirt and some bell-bottom jeans and some Skechers and call it a day?
Yes, Skechers.
Okay. Are we going to wear matching outfits?
Yes, well, particularly the Skechers part, yeah.
Okay, we'll do it.
I would love to hit the Skechers store with you. That would probably be a really fun shopping spree.
Yes, would you go Komethazine and do that? He liked that type of shit.
What do you think of him, Komethazine?
I fucking love him. That's my fucking brother, man. I love him so much.
He's hilarious, right?
Yes. He's so fucking funny.
I believe in him.
So fucking high at that show. Oh my God. He was making me high just looking at him.
Really?
Yes.
What, the show on Friday?
Yeah. I'm surprised you wasn't there.
I was supposed to go, but then something came up.
Candy and Komethazine. Like, you're stupid.
I know. I'm missing out. I'm getting old.
I was like the only person that knew the songs. I was like, yeah.
Wait a minute. But so confirm this. Are you an Asian Doll still BFFs?
Of course. That's my fucking sister. So I love her.
You don't think Gucci's gonna steal her from you?
Me and Gucci could fight any day.
Really?
Bring it.
Headline. Bad Baby says she can whoop Gucci Mane's ass.
I didn't say that. Frank can.
Oh. Maybe. Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Well, in terms of sheer size, Frank is a bit bigger than Gucci, okay.
You're going to get me in trouble.
My friend Dub was just telling me, he just goes, man, I took a picture with Gucci. My teeth never look so yellow. Because Gucci's got the whitest teeth ever.
Oh, I'm like, so does Rich. God.
Rich
and
kid?
Asian got her teeth done, too.
Really?
Yes.
That makes me think I need to go in for some whitening.
I'm about to get veneers because you see this? My shit's looking like YG throwing.
Oh, yeah. You do have kind of fucked up teeth, huh?
I do have fucked up teeth, and I know that.
I never noticed till now.
But if I keep my mouth shut, I look cute.
You're going crazy. That was what was crazy about that New York Times article, was just seeing you all dressed up in these crazy, right? Like fashion outfits. I'm like, I've never seen her look like this before.
No, you see me? I was actually going to wear some sides. I wasn't even going to wear J's, but I was like, eh, fuck it, I'm a girl.
How many pairs of Jordans you got?
Enough.
Who tattooed you? What illegal criminal decided that it was okay to tattoo you? You go to Mexico or something?
No. I just said, hey. I'm famous. No, but you know how long I've had this tattoo for?
I forget.
Like 2 years.
Oh, really? I thought it was new because I forgot.
No, this is my newest one.
Maybe the shoulder wasn't exposed. Oh, you got the X tattoo. That's crazy. You got the numb right on your wrist. I got an X tattoo coming. I'm not going to spoil it, though.
I want to get his face on me, too, somewhere.
Wow. Lower back? You know how happy? Yeah, you know how happy that would make him to know that, like, all your future boyfriends have to see that for the rest of their lives? I was like, you see Boonk pass out here yesterday?
Okay, I hate that kid.
All you have to do is not pass out and you're doing pretty good.
I almost passed out today trying to work out.
Really?
Because I'm fat.
You work out now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. You have a personal trainer or anything?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like me, bitch.
No, just because, I mean, if you're going to be a public figure, it's like, you might as well. You got to invest.
People be like, she's out of shape. Listen, if I'm fat, I'm fat. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. Like, if I'm meant to be fat, then I'm meant to be fat. Like,
fat is chill. I think just unhealthy.
I can't always be cute. You know, yeah. It's whatever. You know, I'm not trying to look good. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I look like a little piece of doo-doo anyway.
Doo-doo. What are the other, like, okay, so I want to address the Asian Doll thing, though. You guys went on tour for that long. She's a big personality. You're a very big personality as well. You guys are still best friends after that tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you thought we were gonna try to kill each other?
I mean, I just saw it as a possibility.
She did hit me a couple times, but I hit her back, so it's okay.
How? Like with a shovel or a sword?
No, we would choke each other.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we...
How old is she?
Who else is fucking texting me? Stop, leave me alone. I got shit to do, bitch.
Leave me alone.
What I sound like? Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. How old is she?
21.
Oh, she's that young. Okay.
21, something like that.
Anything crazy happen on tour? I want to hear any events, big things going on, like, or just pretty much just green rooms and hotels.
Yeah.
A lot of that. Wow.
I'm 15. What am I supposed to do?
I know. Like, what are you going to do? You, like, you pull up. Frank wants to go to bed at 9:30.
Yes. Yes. That's the way. Yo, that is, that real? Is life for me. It's like we get somewhere and Frank's like, can we leave? Mm. Like we got to the Comethazine show and Candy, I think, performed one song. Jeremy was like, is it over? I was like, that's not Comethazine. The show isn't over.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Oh, I think so, I stayed for like three of his songs and I was like, I gotta go. I'm tired.
So when, how often do you talk to Youngboy these days? I was just in New Orleans with him. Oh, he's out.
Listen, I'm emotional myself. I don't got time for emotional people.
Mm.
Here's my intake on it. I don't look like no dumbass, but that man has made me look very stupid.
Online and stuff, you mean?
Between the shit he did with Lil Bitch, like, it's stupid. It's really dumb.
Right.
And for him to get that mad at me and do that with the bitch don't care about you. I tell that man every day. I said, oh, well, he's so stupid. He's so fucking dead retarded. He'd be like, oh, I think she likes me. I really think she loves me. Bitch, are you stupid, dumb, or idiotic? What are you? You're stupid. You're so fucking dumb. I've never, and he'll be like, oh, I'm dumb now. Bitch, you've always been dumb. You've always been dumb. I just love you, so I don't tell you that. But now I'm gonna fucking tell you.
Hmm.
Listen, I really care about him and I really love him, but he's so stupid. He's so fucking dumb. He's so fucking stupid. The man don't listen for shit. Young boy don't go on the street, you're gonna get ran over. Out in the fucking street he goes. And then he gets ran over. Why'd you let me do that?
Were you around when he had the tiger?
The man had a monkey shitting in Studio A on Fairfax.
They had to put out a little press release saying no monkeys allowed in the studio.
He moved the speaker so the monkey can jump up on the, like, he don't care. The man is crazy.
But see, this is the whole thing with you, is that your exposure has mostly been to guys like Youngboy, who has a variety of zoo animals.
I like the stupid.
There's more normal guys out there. That's what I'm saying.
No,
is
I
that
don't like them.
There's Brian who works at Foot Locker, and Brian from Foot Locker doesn't have a monkey, no tiger, no nothing. It's just a regular.
I don't think he has a monkey or a tiger.
He has a 1998 Honda Civic, and he will take you to the movies.
What?
No, Brian from Foot Action. Youngboy probably doesn't have a Civic. Unfortunately,
I don't know what.
That's what he's grinding for. That's why he's trying to kill it in this music game, because he wants to get a Civic, I assume.
No, I don't got time for him. That's really who I'm like. You know, the last thing I told him was, don't sell me a false fucking dream. Don't sell me a false dream.
Was the dream that you guys were going to be the celebrity power couple?
Shut up.
Was that it?
No, it was.
Come on, that's a fantasy of a lot of like famous people, basically.
Listen, all I gotta say is, fuck bitches, give it. No, I'm playing.
Well, that's very mature of you.
No, all I gotta say is, listen, he knows I love him and I care about him, but get your shit together, dude. Get your shit together. He's an emotional fucking wreck.
Would you be able to work with him on music even though you can't date him? What? Like, oh, okay. So it's out there?
What was out there?
The music? Is it lurking around on hard drives and emails? It has to be. You can't have two rappers who hang out that much without at some point deciding to make a little something, right?
Let's just say there is a song.
Ooh.
That may or may not already be out. That once upon a time he may or may not have been on. I cannot confirm or deny any allegations. Next question.
Oh, he was on Gucci Flip Flops.
No.
Oh.
He wasn't.
A different one.
A different song.
Wow, that's exciting. Will you never be able to put out the song with X that you have? I have it.
I think you know, I talked to Ski and he said he wanted to get on it. But
remix with you and X, or X Ski and you on it, that would be insane.
Yes. That's wow. What I'm trying to go for, but I don't know. Because.
You know what I like on that song? Is that nobody ever gets to make the catch. Well, I mean, I'm sure I could do it and you wouldn't say anything, but normally you get pissed off when people say the Catch Me Outside thing.
Yeah.
But he says it on the beginning of the verse.
He said, what did he say? Oh, I like doing therapy. Sometimes you want to tell my therapist, catch me out.
I was like, that's so cute that Daniel let him make that joke on the track.
Yeah, only he could say that. Only him, you, and that's it. Ooh. I let Quincy say it sometimes.
Quincy and Candy Paint. When did they become your best friends?
Who?
Quincy and Candy Paint. You almost killed Candy Paint. You had him in a rear naked choke. His face was turning pink.
Ray taught me how to do it.
He looked like he was going to perish.
Listen, Candy is fucking hilarious. I fucking love Candy.
Great kid.
I fucking love Candy. Did he tell you what I did to his hair?
Lil Candy Paint is the rapper that we're talking about if you want to look him up. She's not just talking about like Skittles and Starburst. It's not just Candy. Lil Candy Paint, the rapper.
Isn't Skittles Young Zan? Young Zan. Lil Zan?
Lil Zan. I can't believe you never hung out with Lil Zan.
I have.
Oh.
With Skies. Actually, Skies kidnapped him from me.
Kidnapped him? Oh.
Yes, he was in my session with me. And then he was dancing the blunt. He was like, gotta go.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know.
How's your friendship with Tana Manju?
I gotta tell you something when we're done with this.
What? Is there grease? There's beef?
No. I love her. I gotta tell you something, though. I can't remember. I didn't tell you that.
Because I just remember you guys were at the...
But you can't tell nobody.
But there's like a restaurant down the street, and you guys hit me up a few months ago, like, hey, we're all out to eat. And I was like,
yes,
damn, you guys hang out?
It was my birthday, and you didn't fucking come, you little dumb
I didn't.
Bitch.
I had this stuff going on.
Well, fuck this.
Fuck this is right. But, okay, what's the status of your friendship with her? You weren't going to go to TanaCon? You didn't hear about it? Oh, she had a big event, and then it went very badly. And if you were there, you would have been pissed.
Why? Who is this texting me?
There was just little, like, oh, no, is your finger so awkwardly try to fucking put it on there with your giant nail?
Get it.
You know now it's the face, right? Like, look, I can open mine. I don't even need to put my giant finger on it.
Oh, yeah, because I don't like the iPhone X. And I just broke this because Jeremy got on my nerves, and I started banging my phone.
Look how broken mine is. Fucked.
Lovely.
Sucks. What else should we talk about? I'm really happy that you like came through and blessed us with this interview.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of bored. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to have a conversation.
Yeah, talk some shit about some rappers.
We
talk
did.
About X
we did
a
that.
Bit.
When you look at X, does he inspire you with the music shit? Because he was such a fucking passionate musician.
You know, I hate saying, like, I hate, like, when people ask me, like, who inspires you in music? Like, no one inspires me in music. But I will say a little bit he does. Because I want to be like myself. But I really understand, like, his meaning. So if I could have that same impact, I'd be fucking happy.
Right. I mean, I think you definitely have that capability. Just you have such a huge fan base. And especially you have a fan base of the young girls. Nobody has that. So, like, the opportunity for you to change the world in the same way that he was trying to do, I think, is really, really big.
Yep.
And you might have, like, came in the game in one way, but I see great I things for Bad Baby.
This fucking mic smells like weed, Newports, and Hennessy.
This studio?
Why? No, this.
Oh. Yeah, I think about that all the time.
I was like, anyway, I'm kidding.
You said weed, Newports, and Hennessy. I doubt anyone's ever like dumped a bottle of Henny on it, but the weed and the Newports for sure. Man, that was fucked
That's
up.
Some shit Ski would do.
If you are here like 4 years from now and you're on some Boom Gang shit, falling apart, passing out during the podcast.
I'll never be a drug addict.
You know that's the conversation that I had. Like, I talked about my girlfriend. I talked about you with my girlfriend the other day. And I was just like, man, like, you got to read this article about her. It's so dope. But I was just saying, I'm like, I hope she can hold it together. Because
you know me, man. I'm going to be here.
Once you're 18 or 19 or 20 and you start going to clubs and shit, you know, you
know
still are able
me?
To be a
you
kid.
Know what bothers me the most
I just hope
this?
You can survive that transition.
Of course I can. You know what bothers me most about this X shit?
What?
Not only the part, like I said, never fucking understand it, but I wanted so every time I recorded a song or when I recorded Trust Me, I was on the phone with him. And I was, like, scared the whole time because I never sang before, you know, like. And he was like, I want to get on it. Let me get on it. And I was like, all right, come on. Let's do it. And then, like, he was like, oh, it sounds so good. I promise you it sounds so good. Like, I think I could actually find the email where I sent him. Like, I really, really just wanted to make him proud because I knew how much, like, I knew how excited he would get, like, when I would do good shit. So, like... When I would do something that he, what was his email?
I don't think I ever emailed him.
I don't think.
I searched
something about little dick girl something. Really? That was his email.
I searched his tweets for No Jumper, and I found him talking about going on No Jumper like years ago, just being like, "Don't worry, guys, I'm going to do the No Jumper interview," because like his fans were asking him to do an interview. Yeah. You know, that just tripped me out.
Wait, wasn't that your first interview? Was that?
It wasn't my first interview. It was definitely his first interview, and it was my first one that like blew the fuck up. Yeah.
But the one thing that I wanted to do was to make him proud, because I knew how excited he would get, like, when I would do something and not be an idiot. So, like, I always remember him just being like, I just want to watch you do good. I just want to be behind this in a good way. Like, I don't want to be here for no reason. It's weird enough that you're 15 and I'm cool with you. Like... there has to be a reason behind it. Like how me and Frank are, there has to be a reason.
Yeah. But that was X. You know, he saw the people who he felt like needed help, and he wanted to help fill that role in their life, you know? Like because when he was so young, he was looking for those people who could guide him. He was looking to somebody like me. And when I first met him, he was asking me to be his manager, which at the time I was like, I don't know. When I think about it now, that was just him trying to find that father figure, that guidance, you know? And like then once he got a little bit more established, he just started to look at somebody like you and say like, no, I want to help her out. I could tell that she's not necessarily having the easiest time in terms of being in this industry and everything. And he wanted to, you know, help breathe some inspiration in you.
You know what like bothered me a lot was when I spread something where he was like, I fought in school to get my mom's attention. And it was like.
You feel the same way?
No. Oh. But it was like, wow. Like, he just wanted to be loved. Mm-hmm. All he wanted. Like, when you hear, like, the stories of him and with his friends and shit, like, it's like, wow. Like, I was watching, on, like, the homepage of YouTube, like, something had came up. I think it was, like, he was going to do some show. And, like, just seeing him and Ski, like, interacting, like, broke me. Like, seeing how their friendship was, it fucking broke me.
Was it on stage or Rolling Loud?
No. That got me, too. But I feel so bad for Ski. I feel so fucking bad for him.
Dude, they were homeless together. They were sleeping in cars together. Like, losing somebody that you've been through with all that shit with, especially now that you guys are rich and everything, it's like... I can't even. I hope he's doing okay. When I first saw Ski, like during the week after it happened, he was kind of a wreck. Like
when I seen him at the funeral, he was like.
He just looked like he didn't have a whole lot left, like emotionally at that point. Like it just had taken a lot out of him.
He was kind
of
just like, just there.
He was dead. Just not dead.
He had no emotion.
Emotionally.
He was drained. You could tell he was so drained. Same thing with Trunks. Trunks was just like, what do you do now?
Yeah, because those were a lot of the people that knew him best, and I came in.
Because, right, the funeral was about to, and I was about to go back to Frank's house, but they were all going to Jazz's house, and I was like, I don't really want to go, because I don't really want to see that. Like, it's going to fuck me up. And then Trunks was like, or Ski, because I was hugging Trunks, and Ski came over and hugged us, and then Ski was like, you come back to the house? I was like, I don't think so. He's like, why don't you come back to the house? I was like, all right, come on. Went to the house, cried like a bitch some more. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. You got a chance to speak to his mom a bit about it?
Yeah. I just talked to her 2 days ago.
I mean, that was the moment that crystallized the whole thing. When I went into the back of the big public viewing thing and walk up, get introduced to her, and then she, like, stops the line and walks me up to the casket and just holds the line, and just me and her standing there, and she's just bawling her fucking eyes out. I start crying. I just turn around, and there's like 10,000 kids just standing there staring at us. And I was just like, I've never seen one of my friends just up close and personal in the casket like that.
I've
like,
never lost someone before.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, I've lost people, but not like that. Not that young, not to a gun, not when right. They're 20 and they're a millionaire
it's
and they're
fucking crazy.
You know,
like, it's all I can say. Like, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Like, it's just fucking crazy. And I just feel so like, I don't even know. I don't know what to fucking say about it. Like, I really just don't know. Like, There's nothing you can say, do, or anything that will do anything. Like I said, I feel just so bad for Ski and his mom. Like, so, so bad. Like, seeing how bad it hurt me, and him and me were not as close as he was with Ski, not at all. And I was like, see how bad it hurt me? I was like, I know this kid is dead inside right now. Like, and then I look at my relationship with my two best friends, and I just think, if anything ever happened to them, I would be fucking, you would have to scrape me off the floor because I wouldn't know what to do. Mm. Like, I'm not saying me and X weren't close. We weren't like, you know, best buds. Like, we were cool. Like, it was like a brother, like, whatever. Mm. Like,
but that's the thing, is everybody felt close to him because his music affected so many people,
right?
But being able to be like the few people that really connected to him on a personal level, like both of us did. But then when you really think about somebody like Ski, who saw him from a child, you know, from a little fucking boy, he didn't see the celebrity part of him until much later, you know. And that's just, you know, when I met him, he wasn't famous yet, but he was working really hard at it. Yeah. You know, Ski knew him when he wasn't shit, when they were like eating fucking crackers from Wendy's and shit. I don't know. Sad. Does seeing him pass change you in any way? Does it make you want to live your life differently? Does it make you take things more serious?
Yes. Like, I was thinking, like, that's like it's crazy. Like, I need to really watch how I do things, and like, you know, like, I'm an idiot. I like to stick my head out the window and say dumb shit to people. What if someone has a gun and they're like, oh, I'm a slut? Okay. Like, I was like, I need to relax. I did call some girl a slut, though, yesterday.
That's the worst insult you got? Slut? You just bust that up.
She was walking down the street. She had some short-ass shorts on. We were leaving some Italian restaurant. I was like, hurry up, ghost. I call her a slut.
That's slut shaming, you know that?
I was like, slut.
Slut shaming.
Yeah, but I laughed. She didn't take it serious. I think she was laughing too.
If she knew it was you, she'd probably be cool with it. Like, oh, hey, slut.
I just like to call people slut. What's my other asshole? I use that one a lot.
That's common.
I tell people suck my dick.
I hear that a lot. It's kind of interesting from you.
And then anatomically, they'll say you don't have one, and I say, right, well, if I did, you'd suck it. So I always win. My manager was messing with me this morning. He was like, make sure you get some shirts that are going to cover your fat. And I was like, make sure you don't wear sweatpants that are going to show your small dick. You know, like,
wow.
I always have to one-up everyone.
I'm so glad that you live in an environment in which, like, that kind of behavior is considered okay. Because if you were still in, like, high school saying that kind of stuff, you'd just be getting suspended. And
it's okay, though.
But are you confident? Do you
you know what happened if I got jumped? I would laugh. I would not stop laughing. I'd be like, are you done?
Really?
I would just sit there. I'd be like,
but yeah. Even on a public level, when that TMZ article comes out, Bad Baby got jumped, you wouldn't be too worried?
I'd be like, let's one-on-one, everyone. Come on, let's go. Like, I don't care. Jump me if you feel like it.
There you go. Jump me if you feel like it.
But
that's the new
Frank
one.
Frank has said it before. He will smack a female.
Right. Well, if they come at you, it's kind of his job.
You know,
right?
Let me tell you. I can't believe I told you this. That's funny. Speaking of young boy. The first time, like, when we had first met, I was at Fairfax with him, the studio on Fairfax, and we were in Studio C, and there was some bitches in there. I was on probation. There was some bitches in there, and they were gonna smoke, and Eli, stupid ass, wasn't thinking, and he was like, oh yeah, you can smoke in here. And I said to Ben, I was like, can you tell them no, please? And then Ben was like, Eli
no
was
smoking,
like,
in your studio. That's the rule.
It wasn't even my session, but it was at the time my boyfriend's session, and bitch, I'm on probation. I don't want you smoking around me. Get the fuck out.
Him too.
I wasn't me. He never really smoked weed like that.
Oh really? Okay.
Around me at least. But I basically was like, I wasn't mean about it. I just said, Ben, can you just tell him? And Ben quietly went and said to Eli. Eli's like, oh, let's go smoke outside. She's like, who said something? I said, I did. She goes, oh, well, who are you? I said, bitch, get the fuck outside. You want to smoke? I don't give a fuck. Get outside. She was like, oh, catch me outside. But I was like, bitch, I'll fucking kill you. I'll jump over this table. When I tell you I've never seen young boy run so fast, he was in the booth. He came. He was like, can you stop? Just stop. Just relax. Stop. Stop. Just relax.
He shut it down.
Yes. I was like, I will fucking stab her. I'll fucking kill her.
What a humanitarian. He's all about peace and love.
And yelling Frank, and Eli had the door cracked open, and Frank was like, what's going on? Frank moves Eli the way. He's like, I don't know what just happened, but I'll smack a bitch.
What Frank said?
That's what Frank said. Frank was like, I don't know what just happened, but I'll smack a bitch.
Oh, he's the one who said it. Okay.
Yes. Eli was all shook. He was like, okay.
Wow. Shout out Eli. Eli, the book of Eli is what I call him now.
Really? I call him Troublemaker because I say he started that.
Really?
Yep, fucking Troublemaker.
I too blame Eli for that. Eli's gonna be like, hell yeah, I got my fucking shout out in the Bad Baby interview.
Listen, Eli's like my dick too.
Wow, you heard it here first, Eli.
Yeah, like my dick today.
Anatomically, very confused by that statement, but I support it. All right, yo, is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
I don't know.
We just did a solid 55 minutes. Pretty good. I appreciate you coming through. That's how I know that we're real, is because when you got something to say, you don't go call TMZ. You call
No Jumper. Well, here's the thing. I've been very emotionally fucked up, and I was like, I need to snap on someone. Mm. So I was like, there's no better way to do it than to just go to Melrose and let my feelings out.
Kids, keep this in mind. I appreciate
that. This is what you do. When you feel frustrated, emotionally fucked up, come talk to Adam.
You know what's my favorite thing, too, is that when people talk about you, I just tell them. I'm like, Bad Baby is going to be huge.
That's what I tell them.
Well, I say that, too. But Bad Baby is going
to
be huge.
I tell them that. You say, she told me to tell you, suck my dick.
No. I just say, Bad Baby is huge. Bad Baby is going to take over the world. There's nothing. And something about her dick. Also. Bad Baby's like, taking over the world. That's all
I
know.
Like, people really be hating hard. And I'm just like,
I'm not here for it. You talking bad about Bad Baby when I'm around, I'm going to leave. I'll walk out. I'll burn your
house
down.
That's what you're going to do. You're not going to tell him to suck your dick. I raised you better than this.
But there's other things you could say other than just suck my dick.
No, it's the best, right? That's all you can say.
Can you believe 22,000 people watch this live? That's pretty good.
This might be better than the one we did. I did with, what's his face?
With,
Remember when I did that live with that fucking idiot?
Who?
Tekashi.
You did a live? Oh, a live, yeah, on Instagram. You don't remember that? No, I do remember that.
That was hilarious.
But so how do you feel about him now?
That man is a fucking crazy person. Me and him really never had beef. I just thought it was funny to go at him.
Right.
Me and him are like the top people right now that you can like say anything to and we're going to like try to bite your head off.
Right. And anything either of you say gets on
so
the World Star and shit.
So we decided to do it to each other.
Right.
And it was funny.
That was funny. All right. Bad Baby. Much love. Much love. Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course.
To everybody watching at home, we are about to take a slight intermission, and then we'll be back playing some music. We're going to be doing some more interviews tonight. We're going to be on live all night. So much love. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you, too.
I'm going to give you a big hug, but I'm going to wait till we're standing up because it's awkward otherwise. It's cold.